Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry. On today's episode, we uncover the mystery of the Shinyan dancers. We talk about parasocial relationships.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
I would pay tickets. I would pay money to go see a Sean Hayes one man show. That would be really brilliant. And we find out what made Bob say this.
I was trying to be nicer. That's why I didn't drag you just now. You're welcome. I want to start our podcast today by saying to everyone, thank you all for your concern regarding my vocal cords. And I am completely aware of how I sound. The comments have been like, does Bob know? I'm like, yeah, girl, I know. I know, and I'm concerned about about my voice. I'm aware that my voice sounds crazy. How are you, Mona?
I'm doing great. You know,
you just woke up.
No, I've been up for a little while. Just tired.
Oh no. Oh but no. Oh no. Wait, where are you? What are you doing?
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. 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 No.
Where are you? What are you doing?
I am in New York doing a press week for All Star 7.
Are you excited for All Star 7 to come out?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know how a drag race is. You filmed it so long ago. I don't remember what I even said, what I did. I mean, obviously, like, generally, sure. But it's just been so long.
Do you think that there's ever anyone who's kind of like, girl, I don't give a fuck. Like, I've done this shit so many times. I don't give a fuck, girl.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's kind of how I feel. Like, I feel like after season 10, obviously, I was, like, very excited. I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait. Like, oh, my God, I can't wait. All touch points. Like, oh my God, I'm excited. Especially I knew at the end, you know, I got to the final two. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. And this, I'm excited for this too. But it definitely, going into your third time, I'm really excited, but it doesn't feel as like, definitely like the first time. The first time around, it's your first time ever on TV. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to be on television, which I'm excited again to be on television. I don't want to say that, but it doesn't.
Wow. Must be nice.
And also just, I invested a lot of money into this, and I collaborated with some designers I'm really proud of and happy I did. One in particular, because she like recently like put all her all into her business, and she like left her daytime job, and she's really pursuing like the fashion thing. So I can't wait to hopefully, so I can show the outfit that she made me and tag them on social media and do the smallest bit that I can, because I really love her and I really believe in her. So more stuff like that, I'm really excited about that.
It's also really cool that you collaborated on a piece with I just thought about this with Lamenda. On you have a like you
oh yeah
yeah you and
Lamenda Lamore. I'm Lamenda. I mean, God,
Lamenda Minor.
I I did two things. I did Patty's mom, Laminda, and also Mindy from...
Mindy Lamore.
Yeah, Laminda, Patty's mom. Oh my God, I'm so excited about that. It's so beautiful. And she got to see it though. When we were doing the looks, we FaceTimed her and she got to see
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
And she was, the way she reacted, I was like, oh my God, Laminda, I love you so much, you know?
That's really beautiful. It was really dope. That is very beautiful. And I'm really excited about that. And what hotel are you staying in?
I'm at the Ace.
You an acing asshole. You be acing. You going to ace if it's the last thing you do.
I love the Ace. Ace is good. And they be taking care of your girl, honey. They be really looking out for me.
Are you platinum at the Ace? What the hell's going on over there?
Girl, I am. I'm Ace Diamond, honey. I'm the Ace of Spades.
Are you an Ace partner? Why you be talking about Ace like they pay you to talk about this shit, girl?
Ace partner, good job. Maybe you the one who gave you gave Samsung a free advertisement on your page.
That's not.
This is before you were paid the thing. You were like, this is the camera.
It's really interesting.
That was you.
It's interesting you call it a Samsung advertisement because all I did was put up two cameras and say which camera is which one. I didn't even go toward anyone. It's really interesting that you called it a Samsung advertisement when all I literally did was just put up two cameras and say this one is this one, that one is that one. That's just, it's very telling.
We all saw through you. And then, you know, because we all saw through what you did, everyone on the international internet saw what you did. You think you're cute, you think you're slick, but baby, we got your nickel change, baby.
I just think it is very telling that you thought it was an advertisement for Samsung. And but I am a Samsung partner.
This is before you were a partner.
That's not true, because I actually did a Mother's Day thing with Verizon and Samsung a while back. But also, I want to, as a reminder, it was literally just me posting. I have two phones. I took a video of them both, and I posted side by side. Now, you calling it a Samsung advertisement is a whole different thing.
So I did a Pizza Hut commercial. I've done like two Pizza Hut commercials, and I eat Domino's. What are you saying? I'm a Pizza Hut partner.
You done
two commercials?
You done Pizza Hut commercials?
Yes.
No, you've not.
Yes, I have.
What
Google
Pizza Hut commercial?
Oh my God, y'all! Google Monet Exchange Pizza Hut. I fully have done two Pizza Hut commercial spots.
Describe one of them to me, real quick. Quickly.
One, I was in my red dress with a red beret on, and I had my big Afro wig on. And I was like. And then I was like giving history about pizza. It was like a fun silly commercial.
And I guess at the time you were a Pizza Hut partner. At the time you were a Pizza Hut partner.
And at the time of your TikTok video, you were not a Samsung partner. You were just a everyday person.
And I'm gonna reiterate one more time. I was literally just posting a video of two phones and letting people know which phone was which phone. Again, the fact that you think it was an advertisement for Samsung is very telling of what you think of the quality of the phone. Mm.
Have you ever seen a booty hole that was like half pink, half black?
What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What? I asked you a question. You ignored me.
That was a ridiculous. That was a very. Someone posted a clip of me talking to you about how I like tried to go on the internet to get my mom a long off the dark web, and then it's me like spilling my heart to you, and then you're like, and I'm like, yeah, and I went on the dark web to get my mom a long, and then you go, let me tip of my lip gloss. And I was like, wow.
No, that is not true. I have not seen that video.
It's not verbatim what you said, but it was on the show. Jacob, if you could find it, that'd be great. It's me and you sitting side by side. I'm like, yeah, I went to the deep weathers of the dark web trying to find my mom a black market lung. And you were like.
A black lung? Why would you get your mom a black lung? It's
the dark web trying to get my mom a new lung. And you were like. Girl, this eyeliner is everything.
And I was like, I didn't even talk like that. That was
I'm telling you, once we find it, you know, actually, someone's gonna, the patrons are gonna post it. After this, the patrons or the fans or some listener somewhere is gonna be like, oh yeah, I remember that. I have it saved on my phone. And I'm gonna be like, this is what I did.
Can I tell you what I love? Something I love that I have just really luxuriated in is Bob the Drag Queen videos on Twitter. I love Bald and Drunken videos because obviously, clearly, by the name and the sheer volume of content they have put out, they have been Bob the Drag Queen stands the house down. Bitch, everything Bob does, they are there, blah, blah, blah. But in recent events, Bob the Drag Queen videos has noticed your bullshittery, and they have been a little Team Monet. For the past 3 months, they're Monet meter. Oh, baby, they're coming through.
Like, what are you talking
and
about?
And I love Bob the Drag Queen videos. That's my girl now, honey. That's my baby.
Let me go to Bob the Drag Queen videos and see what's over here. What I'm seeing on Bob the Drag Queen videos is, let's see. There's a video called Bob the Drag Queen, quoting, I'm going to have to disagree with Michelle. Okay. Bob the Drag Queen on Sasha Velour. Bob the Drag Queen.
No, that's not on YouTube. I'm talking about on Twitter.
Oh. Oh. Well, maybe I did not follow them on Twitter. But
wow. Y'all see the real Bob. This is the real Bob, y'all.
What I am intrigued by is after we've exposed you on Patreon, are you going to finally admit that you have an exploding foot?
Oh, let me tell you something. The fucking Netflix doc you're about to get about your fucking busted ass, fucking disintegrated kneecaps, it's going to blow your wig off, bitch. This shit, Monet, honestly, I want to have it. I'm debuting this bitch at Tribeca Film Festival, bitch, okay? Bitch, we're taking her to Sundance, okay? We're going to get in them disintegrated ass kneecaps, honey.
The difference between me and you is I've never said I don't have bad knees. You said I never took my shoes off. And then I got a picture of you taking your shoe off. And you said, that's not what that was. And then I got a video of Pixie and Cracker being like, yeah, bitch, you fully take your shoe off. So now that everyone has corroborated the story, are you going
to
admit that
everyone? Yeah, to everyone. First of all, let's talk about
Three people you've done shows with. Let's talk about your
crunchy little fucking Amber Heard ass witnesses, okay? First of all, Miss Cracker is your fucking daughter. Of course that bitch say anything you ask her to say. We all know how that works. There has been documented proof of Miss Cracker lying on your behalf. So she's discounted.
And what is that proof?
You have
Pixie. What is that proof?
I'm sorry?
What is that documented proof?
Oh, listen, the documentary, bitch, just wait.
What is that proof of the cracker lying on my back?
Oh, you'll see. I don't need to explain it to you now. There will be a full video that's going to fucking gag you, bitch. At Pixie Aventura, you've had Pixie Aventura on your payroll, okay? You hired her at Bloodbath, 2017 and 18, okay? So, bitch,
I've hired you longer than I hired
you. You have never hired me. When have you hired me? For what?
Now we just roll the footage of Monet calling me a tyrant when she worked for me at La Queen for a couple of years. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
You know, I did not work for you. Yeah, I did not work for you, Look Queen. That was I worked for the monster, not Bob the Drag Queen. Let's be very clear. The monster paid me, not
who
you.
Who handed you money at the end of the night?
The monster paid me. Okay, because you worked for the monster.
No, bitch.
You worked for the monster. The monster was paying me, honey.
It hurts you to say it. But listen, I'm telling you this. I'm gonna tell you right now. Let me tell you what I have before we go to our. I have the picture of Monet with her shoe off. I have two other people who have done shows with Monet who are all acknowledging that Monet.
Someone on your payroll and your drag daughter.
That Monet used to take the shoe off. So now she's a Bob the Drag Queen partner because I hired her 10 years ago? Wait.
10 years ago? Oh, 2017 is 10 years ago? Is your math failing you now?
And let's just say there are more corroborators coming forward. And I guess Monet is going to find ways to discredit each and every one of them, huh?
Oh, trust me, what I'm about to unleash on the Patreon of you, bitch, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, honey, what's about to come at that ass.
I promise you all, this thing will never come. This is going to be like the end of Monet's early YouTube series. The end, it will never come. You'll never see it. It will never see the light of day. It will never.
Let's take a break.
No, bitch, we're not at a break. We have 3 more minutes to take a break, bitch. Oh, yeah, no. Don't try to rush out of here. Like you try to rush out of all your little YouTube series. Oh no, bitch, we're seeing this all the way through, honey. Yeah, ding, bitch. Silence your notification.
Oh my god.
Honey. Yes,
I honey. Did. You are a fucking.
You said we getting out of here. You thought you better slide to the left, slide to the right. No, nigga, one hop this time.
Shut the fuck up.
You are wild.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I wrote, hello?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, this air died. Okay. Patty and I, we were coming from the airport this morning. It was like we took the red eye from JFK. And we were in the car, and like
I did this whole bit about the Shenyun dancers. Have you ever seen the Shenyun dancers?
I've seen the billboards around town.
Right. No one, I do not know. In every city in America, I have seen both of the Shenyun dancers. I do not know a single person that has ever seen the fucking Shenyun dancers. They don't exist.
Well, you know, I've heard they're like a cult. Have you heard about this?
Well, no, but they have a board that says China, not communism, bitch. They're like on the right side of things. No, so, like, you know,
it's not about whether or not you're a communist. You can be a cult without being communist. I've heard that there. I don't know. By the way, there's like some story that like there's some really weird practices within the Shenyun dancers and the dance troops and the way they treat their. It's almost like they're like, girl, it's a cult. Like you get like trapped in the Shenyun dancership. It's like wild.
Bob, I've been seeing posters from the Shenyun dancers since I used to go to elementary school, PS190 in Brooklyn. And I have never known a single person who has ever seen the fucking Shenyun dancers. Ever. Do you know anyone who's seen them?
I do not know a single person. I feel like maybe my friend Tony saw the Shenyun dancers, but I can't remember. I might have just made that up.
You and I need to get... I'm getting you and I tickets to go see the Shenyun dancers. We're going to see the Shenyun dancers.
Bitch, we might never come back.
I know.
I have an inherent fear of the Shenyun dancers. Something about them just seems off. It's a front. It's a front for the mafia, girl.
It really is, girl. It's wild. It's wild.
Take Patty. Take Andy. Take Andy ass to the Shenyun dancers and come back. How did you and Andy?
But people really liked the episode about sobriety, Bob. You were so vulnerable. I love when you get so vulnerable on the podcast. It makes me very not happy, but I just, you know, I love seeing you just bearing your heart and your soul. It makes me feel so warm and gushy inside. I love you so much.
Well, thank you. I didn't realize that people were so affected by that episode. I did see a lot of comments of people who were talking about their journeys with sobriety and alcohol and drug use. And I'm happy that my experience, strength, and hope can encourage people one day at a time.
You know, on Andy's Sobermobile for the Phoenix, like on it, it says their slogan is the Phoenix, rise, recover, live. As a bitch for pride, Yanni to the parody on Pose. Rise, recover, live. And then the Phoenix logo and lights. I said, girl, that'll be so funny.
You know, now let's take a break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Bitch, get into the topic.
Parasocial relationships, Roberta. How do you feel about parasocial relationships?
Well, I think that they're a very real part of our existence as people, and we see people on TV. Let's quickly define a parasocial relationship for anyone out there, and I don't want to get
it
wrong.
Let's do that.
A parasocial relationship.
So parasocial relationships are one-sided relationships where one person extends emotional energy, interest, and time, and the other party, the persona, is completely unaware of the other's existence. Parasocial relationships are most common with celebrities, organizations, and television stars. So by this definition, if you really love a celebrity, like I love Rihanna, that is a parasocial relationship. I'm obsessed with Rihanna. I love Rihanna. She has no idea that I even exist.
I don't think that's true. I think Rihanna does know you exist. I think Rihanna absolutely knows you exist.
You think?
Yes, I do. If she knows Nina West exists, she knows you exist. I like this definition too. Parasocial interactions refer to a kind of psychological relationship experienced by an audience in their mediated encounters with performers in the mass media, particularly on television and other online platforms. That seems more like an accurate depiction, because I don't think you have to not know the other person exists for it to be a parasocial relationship.
Read yours again.
Parasocial interactions refer to a kind of psychological relationship experienced by an audience in their mediated encounters with performers in the mass media, particularly on television and on online platforms.
Who's defining yours? Where's yours from?
Mine is from Wikipedia.
Is there a Merriam-Webster one? Because, you know, Wikipedia, anybody can go. This is what dictionary.com says.
Is that true?
It's parasocial interactions refers to a relationship.
Easy to just change anymore. But anyway, go ahead.
The term parasocial relationship refers to a relationship that a person imagines having with another person whom they do not actually know, such as a celebrity or fictional character.
Okay, we are now on three different definitions. One is imagined, one means the other person. I think the most popular definition is the one from Wikipedia, which is basically just like the relationship a fan has with a celebrity that they support.
But I don't think it only equates to celebrities and fans. That's why I don't like that. I feel like it exists outside of that, not just celebrities and friends.
That's a possibility. I mean, sure. But I think, you know, out of these four definitions that we have now.
So many. So who really knows what a fucking parasocial is? Bitch, we should have got a parasocial specialist on this podcast, apparently.
I mean, then we would have just talked over them the whole time. So
No, we were really good with Chelsea. With Chelsea, we really were. We were great. Chelsea was lovely.
Yeah, well, Chelsea's a very bold woman. You know what I mean? And if we'd had a mousy little psychologist in here being like, well, actually.
I will say one person that we were wild in front of was Gravity Balmain. Bitch, Gravity Balmain, Gravity got maybe a eep out the entire time. Just an eep.
And that's all because of you.
Okay. Anyway,
all because of you.
How do you? For me, I'm trying to think of. Okay, in the parasocial relationship where I'm the one admiring the celebrity, I guess we're using.
Let's say you and Rihanna.
Yeah, me and Rihanna. I mean, I have no expectations from Rihanna. I mean, obviously, I love Rihanna. I would love her to be like, oh my God, Monet, give me, like, whatever.
Would you like to call her out right now? Would you like to call her out right now?
I love Rihanna, but I have no expectations of anything from Rihanna. Like all the stuff I see online, obviously that's being silly, and Rihanna hates me. Yeah, yeah, whatever. But I have no. I don't have any false sense of any expectations from my admiration and love of her. And same thing with Chelsea. Chelsea is a parasocial relationship I had, but I've met the parasocial. I've met her, and Chelsea was so sweet.
Now you're
so
calling Chelsea a parasite. I met the parasite,
but Chelsea was so sweet and so kind, and like honestly. Because there's always there's also this thing too, never meet your idols. Michelle Visage is really big on that, because famously when she met Madonna, or like when Madonna has put out a thing on her,
a hit. Wait, let's talk about this. Let's talk about Madonna's hit on Michelle Visage after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
All right, so Madonna put a hit on Michelle Visage.
Madonna did not put a hit out on Michelle Visage, but she did like famously like send her like a cease and desist because like Michelle used to like Michelle like loved Madonna, like dressed up like her, like used to like emulate her. And Madonna and her team was like, you got to chill.
You know, if you read Michelle's book, a lot of people recount a story where Michelle wore this one outfit to this ball. And then Madonna wore it in the Vogue video. So who's
my... Really?
Yep. Yeah. Michelle's book is actually really interesting. You know, Michelle Visage is like a ballroom queen. She's like snatched trophies.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's... Mm-hmm. It is wild.
Bitch, face. Visage, honey. Face. No, the face.
She was
the
actually
face.
Mostly known for voguing. Old way.
Oh, I would love to see Michelle Vogue some old way. Also, when you meet
there's
Michelle,
videos. Michelle, you don't even have to look very hard. Bitch, Google Michelle Vogue.
I'm saying like Vogue. Now. Oh. Like, I want, like, for one challenge, the category is balls, whatever, like an actual ball. Like, what are draggers going to do an actual ball and have, like a specialist? Bitch, draggers have bitches doing cartwheels and flips, and they're like, we want you to be cheerleaders. I think if they did, like, a ball... Like a ball and have like Deshaun, have Laomi, and like teach the girls how to do like the different categories, old way, Vogue, like all that stuff. It would be so cool. That Drag Race, do a ball.
I think it would be really cool.
Did do Vogue on that British TV show. She did Vogue by Madonna. I don't
know. Yeah.
Oh, on Dance with the Stars.
No, it's called Simply Dancing or Just Dancing.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Niggas be dancing. Niggas just dancing. Just dancing.
Yeah, she did do that. She danced to a Vogue by Madonna on Strictly Come Dancing.
She went home.
And Michelle, episode. She was... Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure she went home. I'm almost sure she went home that episode. I'm almost 100% sure.
Can we do a little White House fact checking on Miss Bob? But yeah, so I feel like navigating my Chelsea parasocial relationship was great, and I ended up meeting Chelsea, who I admired her for a very long time, and she was really sweet.
Well, you have a certain level of privilege and access that allows you to meet your the celebrities that you admire,
for sure.
Because you know you're a celebrity yourself, and you have a podcast, and you're on a television show, and you're also really mm-hmm. good friends with Bob the Drag Queen, who makes a lot of these interactions happen.
You did not make the Chelsea interaction happen. Let's be very clear.
I did make the Chelsea interaction happen. You realize that we did a back and forth. Let me, Chelsea's podcast, so she did my podcast. That was literally a back and forth.
Let me break this down for y'all what happened. So after the infamous, when I filmed the episode of the podcast in Portland, and Bob and I had the thing, and Bob was like, oh no, and I was explaining what happened. Like the next week, our podcast agent, Steven for Season 71. I love Steven.
Well, you are, bitch, maybe those little CBD pills are kicking in. Maybe you're still wondering what life is, bitch. You are off the walls today.
I want to make sure I get his name right.
You'll love it. Ginkgo biloba.
Oh, Steven Pearlstein. Steven Pearlstein, who's a bigwig over at Suda 71. Like, then next week, he was like, oh my God, Chelsea and her team heard your podcast with Bob about missing her, and she's really sorry. But like, she wants to set you up with tickets in for the show in May. And then they emailed both Bob and I about this. And I was like, oh my God, freaking out. I was like, yes, please. I would love to get tickets to it. She wants you and Bob to come to her show. And then Bob ended up doing her podcast.
So what I'm saying is, I did her podcast, and then I invited her to do our podcast, and that's how you ended up meeting through the podcast.
Yeah, but what we said with the tickets,
you said tickets. I said I'm the reason you met Chelsea Handler. Rewind it back, bitch. I said I'm the reason.
First of all, rewind it back is being redundant. It just said rewind, baby.
Wow. Now we're coming for my syntax.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, sorry. This is Jay, I'm gonna send a screenshot of this email. Cause this is her asking to be on our podcast and when we can do her podcast on February 14th, 2022.
Let's just say we didn't do her podcast, honey.
Because the day that they offered I could not do.
Honey.
Go back to your emails on February 14th. We're gonna post a screenshot and you guys are reading it right now.
Let's just say her podcast isn't fine.
And it's as sweet as St. Lucia. It's as sweet as St. Lucia.
You know, Monet, one day you can just say, wow, Bob helped me with this.
Wait, Bob, there is no shortage of proof of me saying how much you have helped me and how much I admire you and how much you have helped me. But I have to give you the facts,
just,
baby.
Just like there's no shortage of proof of your foot, though you still deny it.
I have often said all the times you help me. Honestly, I probably say too much. This is not one of them. This is something that we both got offered that I couldn't do. That you stole my moment in the sun with Chelsea on her podcast first.
Let me do this,
and then she did ours.
Hold on, let me do this. And I do think that I was, still am, a really big fan of Whoopi Goldberg. Have been for a very, very long time, and I ended up meeting her at the late Gilbert Gottfried's show, because we were both in the New York Comedy Festival and Whoopi Goldberg did Gilbert Gottfried's podcast. And during the show, she was talking about how she had a tattoo on her chest of like some band or someone that she likes. And she showed them. And I was like, that's Whoopi telling me to show her my Whoopi Goldberg tattoo. So then I showed her the tattoo. And then she was like, wait, you're Bob the Drag Queen. My granddaughter loves you. And then I was like, oh, that's, yeah. And then we ended up, then she ended up being like, you need to, will you FaceTime my granddaughter? I was like, yeah. And then I was like,
you're like, no, bitch.
And I was like, if we can get a picture. And then she was like, you know what? Come to my birthday party. It's in Las Vegas. And then she was like, come to The View. And then we just kind of text back and forth. I texted her today for Mother's Day. I texted her a happy Mother's Day today, actually.
What did she say?
She said that she said thank you, basically, in so many words. She said many thanks for that. You know, in my heart, I claim you as one of my children, Bob. Lots of love. Whoop.
Oh my God, I love that.
And last night I had a really crazy interaction with Wanda Sykes. I just love her so much too. You know,
How was that? How was Wanda?
It was a great. For a lot of you don't know, I emceed the Netflix standout comedy special last night at the Greek Theater. And
Netflix about to have a whole bunch of specials, huh, to put out
at the Greek Theater in Griffith Park. It was really kind of wild, actually. This is a wild day. Like, there were so many big names there. Rosie O'Donnell, Wanda Sykes, Billy Eichner, Sarah Paulson, Lily Tomlin.
Sarah Paulson, she did stand up?
No, Sarah Paulson introduced Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, I'm about to say, what? Sarah Paulson? I have no idea. Do you know what I was also realizing too? I was like, they have a lot of these people who are very funny actors, but they're not stand-up comedians. Like, for example, I mean, I don't know if he had a life as a stand-up comedian, but Steve Carell, someone is so fucking funny to me, but I don't, or I at least I don't, I'm ignorant to his stand-up if he ever did it.
I don't think Steve Carell did stand-up comedy, but yeah, people like Sean Hayes. I don't think Sean Hayes does stand-up.
Yeah,
I don't
he's think so Meg, fucking funny.
I don't think Megan Mullally does stand-up. But I mean, being funny and doing stand-up are definitely, I mean, not everyone wants to go this do stand-up true. Comedy, you know what I mean? Some, there are even
this
people
is
who,
true.
Do,
this is
who
true.
Do one-man shows and one-woman shows and, you know, one person shows that aren't, that also don't consider themselves stand-up comedians either.
I guess. You know? Like, well, I guess Whoopi would be one of those. Whoopi never did stand-up, but she did great Wonder Woman shows, which are, they're so, it's really brilliant. Her playing, like, so many characters is really, 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 really dope. But yeah, I guess, yeah, that makes sense. I would love to see a show. I mean, maybe he has done them. And again, I'm ignorant. I don't know. I would pay money to go see a Sean Hayes one man show. Probably be really brilliant.
How do you feel about your fans? Do you like them or do you hate them?
I love my fans.
You don't hate
them? I mean,
why do you act like that?
No. I love my fans. Those are the people who are really like die hard and like, and it is nice to know that there is like a segment of people who really like the work I do, who are really admire the work I do, who love my drag and love the different parts of me, and good, bad, and ugly, right? Because not everyone is good all the time, but there have been moments where I have been where I have had a bad day and I've tweeted something wrong really, or did a been annoyed by something and posted on Instagram, and those people,
or like a day where you like
yeah, go ahead. What bit are you gonna try to do? A day when you like, yeah, but it's nice to know that there is that segment of people on the internet that really love and really admire you. It feels very good. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing about you. You ever make yourself laugh,
Bob? Everyone has been a prisoner to you making yourself laugh.
I just tickled myself and I was trying to be nicer. I'm trying to be nicer. That's why I didn't drag your bitch ass.
No.
So I didn't drag you just now. You're welcome.
Nigga, you can't drag shit. Only thing you can drag is your face.
Have you ever had a bad interaction with your fans? Have you ever like been?
Do you hate your fans? Cause some might think sometimes.
Why? Why would they think I hate my fans?
I don't know. Just interactions. I'm a fan of you, and you've done things that I think are very mean to me. So, you know, that may incite someone to, you know, not react nicely.
Well, give me some examples of some mean things I've done to you. I'm willing to atone within reason.
No, I don't want to drag on this podcast. I do want to keep the lightheartedness of this podcast. I don't want to drag you in front of, you know, your little friends watching the stream.
Lightheart these nuts, honey. Honey.
No, thank you.
Drag like you'd be dragging that foot after the show. In the hour, the 100th hour of the show.
Bitch, I'll drag it. I'm about to drag you by them fucking knees, bitch. Them kneecaps.
I've had interactions with fans that are sometimes, I told everyone about the time I was that I was arguing with a guy at the Jada Hudson concert. And then one time, Jada Hudson's show, one time a guy came up to me at a club. I was in Tennessee. I was actually watching Cameron Michaels perform before she's on Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And this guy came up to me in a club and he was like, girl, I see you being incognito. And I was like, what?
He's obviously not black.
He was not black. I said, excuse me? Jacob, shut the hell up.
Work. Not Jacob.
He goes, I see you being incognito. And I was like, you just call me a Negro? And he was like, you know what I mean? And I was like, I don't. And I was like, I'm just going to go. And then he goes, answer me this question. Are you sick of cute little redhead twinks coming up to you and telling you how amazing you are? And I said, This is a lot, you know? In my head, I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm still just reeling from you calling me a Negro, just walking up to me and calling me a Negro. And then he goes, and I said, I'm just going to go. And he goes, well, at least just give me a hug or something. And I was like,
why don't you do it?
Because I don't like hugging people, Monet. You know I don't love hugging.
Wow. I didn't feel like hugging him. He's your fan. He came to that bar to tell you how much he loves, and the least you can do is not hug him.
Yeah, I don't think that I owe hugs to people.
You know, we were all right about you. All Bob and Drag Queen fans, we were right about her. This is the kind of girl that we love and support, y'all.
Yeah, you all were right.
Here we are when with our queen.
When all of y'all decided that Bob has every right to create her own boundaries, you were right.
Fuck your boundaries, bitch.
And then he
kind of... It's about what I need.
And then he kind of just like stood off while watching me all night. But tweeting about me while looking at me. So my phone keeps buzzing.
Like bad tweets?
Tweeting stuff like, met Bob the Drag Queen, what a bitch. Like stuff like that. Not quite those words, but stuff like that. Like tweeting at me in the bar while like looking at me. And I was like, this is fucking wild. This is wild.
And did you, should have just blocked him. Was it like fucking up your night?
It was just kind of like this little redhead twink just kept like being like, he was really mad that I didn't hug him. I think he was also a little drunk too, quite frankly.
I would have blocked him.
I probably did at some point. I don't know. It wasn't like eight tweets. It was like two tweets, and I was like, this guy is wild. This is wild. This feels wild.
The way you set it up in my mind, it was like 40 tweets. Ugh, Bob.
No, he was like,
Bob, why are you?
No, he was
Bob,
like,
not this.
He was like,
Bob, why did you choose violets?
No, he was like looking at me all night, but then tweeting every once in a while. It was weird. It was very strange. Very, very strange.
Damn.
But for the most part, I mean, usually my interactions with people are really chill. Like, I don't have a lot of interactions that revolve around like me being particularly upset with people or usually them being upset with me. I do remember one time you and I, I tried to get us tickets to go see Bette Midler in Hello Dolly, but I got tickets for the wrong day. So me and Monet had to just leave the theater, and we were leaving the theater and we were trying to run to our Uber. And this girl was like, are you Bob the Drag Queen? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, can I get a picture? I go, sure. And we took a quick picture, and then she, Monet's gonna deny this, but I swear y'all. And then she said, "Are you Monet Exchange?" And then Monet said, "I get that all the time."
I was like, "No."
And then she was like, "Huh?" And she's like, "Yeah, people always say that." And she was holding her phone, and she was like, "Wait, what?"
And I was like, yeah, if people tell me I look at Monet, she says, I'm not, though.
And she was like, are you Bob? And I was like, yes. And she goes, are you Monet?
I was like, no. Because I think about sometimes with pictures, and like people want a picture, but it's like a day you just don't feel the best about like your thing. Like that day, I probably had like a fucking zit on my forehead or something. I was like, no, I'm not. I don't want to take pictures today. But when you tell someone that you don't want to take pictures, it's kind of like the interaction when you're at the gym and you're sweaty and they see you and they're like, it's a picture, and they're like, no, it's okay, I don't want to take a picture. It's like, no, it's okay, I don't care. I was like, bitch, I care. I'm sweating. They're like,
they came with it. I look horrible. I don't mind.
I was like, I don't care. I'm like, bitch, it's not about you, it's about me. I care. So it was probably one of those days, and then we were like trying to get in our Uber, and then like then it would have been like a 5-minute conversation about not taking a picture. So I was like, I'm not her.
I do say no to pictures sometimes, and most of the time, because of the way I say it, most of the time people are really chill about it. Most of the time. Every once in a while, they're really ornery about it. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, baby. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like other, like, because I do feel not Drag Race is so unique, but
Drag Race really is a social phenomenon, in my opinion.
I agree. But like how Drag Race fans interact with like their fans as opposed to other reality competition shows. Like, for example, like in Drag Race, like a lot of people from the show, and again, I'm not saying, and I'm not speaking in absolutes, but many people from Drag Race, they go on to make careers and depend on like fans, like buying tickets to see their shows or this and that and the other. Whereas someone like Survivor, I'm sure if you like, people start little companies and they start like a candle company, whatever. And
Not little companies. So you start your little company.
Your perception of people, how people perceive you on the show to help propel that. But I do feel like Drag Race is a little different because like on shows like Big Brother, like Survivor, except for Todrick apparently, because like you watch Survivor and like we love the villains on Survivor, right? Y'all know who I'm talking about. But in terms of Drag Race, like villains,
Todrick's shows are, he's selling pretty well. I don't think Todrick's doing is really suffering from
This is true. I'm saying like how people react to villains on reality competition shows. Like normally,
well, it's changed. Well, that's changed a lot over time because I feel like RuPaul's Drag Race, people used to love the villains. People loved Alyssa Edwards. People loved Viola Chachki. But then at a certain point, people just started really, really hating the villains. And also, I think it depends on what kind of villain you are. Like Jeremy Carey, people, he did not have a good reaction with the fans. Jeremy Carey, yeah, formerly known as Fifi O'Hara, he did not have a good reaction with the fans. He really did not have a good interaction. Like he was getting a lot of shit for a very long time about his time on Drag Race. And I think that it really had a negative impact on him and how he felt. And but then you have people like Alyssa, who was pretty wild on the show.
Alyssa was wild, but again, you're talking about like Violet was wild. The fans did not like Violet for a long time. Also, what it is, Violet was a villain, but because Violet was so exemplary in fashion, people were like, you, it was like, it reminded me of that bitchy supermodel that is like, they're allowed to be mean because they're pretty. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that is an aspect of it. And I think Alyssa was a villain. Was Alyssa not the villain? Roxy Andrews was the villain of that season. Alyssa Edwards was not the villain.
And she was a villain. Not
like Roxy for a long time. Yeah, but Roxy Andrews was like the villain. Alyssa Edwards, she had like a little bit of villain in her, but she was so endearing and so engaging that fans, like fans really, because there, she was a villain, but there was like some, like a little bit of congeniality in there too. Not like how you win in a pageant, but something about Alyssa, like the way that she was on the show, like it really, sorry, not congeniality, fan favorite. There we go. She had that in her. So people really looked past the villainous stuff because they really loved her.
I googled the term congeniality recently, and it did not mean what I thought it meant.
What did it mean?
Congenial. Oh, let me find this. What do you think it means before? Because I thought it meant like nice and friendly.
I think congeniality is the person who is, I don't know what I thought it meant, honestly.
I thought a congenial person was someone who's just really nice. A congenial person is someone who is perceived as nice because their interests are similar to your own. So congeniality is really based on what you have in common with the person.
Right.
So it's like, if I think makes sense, because if I think you're nice because we have a lot in common, then you are congenial. If I think you're nice because we have a lot in common and our interests are similar, then that's, so it's like pleasant because of a personality quality or interest that are similar to one's own.
The reason why it makes sense in the pageant is because you have similar interests in getting the crown, but through that you're still being a nice person. Like you want to win just as bad as I do, but through that you're still maintaining niceties.
Yeah, but I just did not know this, what congenial meant. I just thought it just meant really nice, like a nice person.
So I miss congeniality then, because you know I wanted to win, but I was still very sweet and very kind to everyone.
Did you think you had a lot in common with everyone on your season?
Yeah,
or were you like drag?
I think that's a big commonality.
Is everyone from your season still doing drag?
Let's go down the list. Vanessa Vanjie Matteo, yes. Khloe Kardashian. Congratulations, Khloe just got engaged to their partner. So congratulations on your new engagement.
Do y'all have like a group chat? Y'all be checking into still?
No, I just saw her online, babe.
Oh. So you saying Khloe doesn't have your number?
Yeah, she does. Vanessa is still a drag. Khloe does still drag. 3 days ago, she posted this beautiful look on Cinco de Mayo with the roses. She was gorgeous. Khloe, who is next?
Okay, oh God, cast of...
Yuha Hamasaki is still doing drag. Bootleg Opinions, turn up. Dusty Ray Bottoms is still doing drag. I just saw her and her husband post something.
Mayhem
Miller is still doing drag.
Eureka.
Eureka is still doing... No?
Eureka.
I mean, we're going in elimination
order. I'm just reading off a list.
Mayhem Miller, Blair St. Clair is still doing drag. She was just in Legally Blonde in Indianapolis. Bob and I tried to get tickets, but we missed it. The Vixen is still doing drag.
Blessing. Monique Hart.
I don't know if she is. Mohart. I don't know what the Vixen is still doing drag. Oh, the Mohart. Mohart is still doing drag. I don't know if the Vixen is still doing drag.
Monet Exchange.
Monet Exchange is still doing drag.
Miss Cracker
is still doing drag.
Asia O'Hara
is still doing drag. Asia O'Hara is still doing drag.
Eureka.
Yeah.
And Aquarius.
They're all still doing drag.
Nice.
What about your cast? Is everyone still doing drag?
One of my castmates has passed away, and Robbie Turner does not do drag anymore.
Wait, is that proven? Do we know for sure?
I feel like if Robbie Turner turned up somewhere, everyone would be like, oh, bitch.
Robbie turned up Turner?
Robbie just turned up. I think if Robbie turned up, we'd all know.
Bitch, you know who is doing drag again? Because I have them blocked, so I don't see. Sherry Pie. She has new pictures on her Instagram taken by fucking people. Bitch, I gagged.
I think I got blocked, so I don't think I can find her.
Or me maybe either. Someone showed me.
Did I block her or did she block me? I don't know which one it was. Oh, I blocked her. But she's back again.
Yep. She has new drag pictures and new looks, honey.
I'm not as think as you stoned I am. April 20th. It's a picture of her. Oh, I got it. And she's like, I'm trying to see. Oh, interesting comment section. Like, she's really filtered it out. Nice to see you come back.
Oh, yeah, she probably has. Yes, you can't have any negative comments, probably.
Amazing. Mama, we need to see the pictures of your runways from season 12 because they were fire. Every single one of them, sis. Work. Yes, mama. Everyone deserves a second or third chance. Damn, or third? Damn, how many chances we get? It says second or third chance. Bring back Madam Bubbles. Perfecto. This is...
Madam Bubbles?
This feels wild.
Yeah, girl. She's back again.
I mean, that's kind of a parasocial relationship, too. But, I mean, I did have a slight professional relationship with Sherry Pie, but not a whole lot.
So you guys were friends?
We were not friends. Sherry Pie won a pageant that I did, and then I was part of a meeting.
Like, y'all won a pageant together? Or you mean a pageant you
threw? She won a pageant that I produced.
Work.
And then she also... ended up, then I had like a meeting with her because she got mad at Mitch because Mitch pretty much took over the pageant. And then Mitch was like, well, I don't want you to host Look Queen. He was like, I'm just not interested in you hosting Look Queen. And then she got mad and she was like, well, I should be hosting Look Queen. Every winner of everyone who's won Look Queen has hosted Look Queen. And Mitch was like, that's not true. Aquaria didn't host Look Queen. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I want to host Look Queen. And Mitch was like, well, I don't want you to, bitch. So what of it? Not like that. It was so many words. And I was there at that meeting as like the founder of Look Queen. It was very interesting.
The Look Queen. Yeah. So
she's going to hear this. She probably got a Google alerts every time her name pops up.
How do you manage messy parasocial relationships, like toxic ones? Like, for example, Tamisha and Mongate.
I don't think that me and Tamisha were considered a parasocial relationship. I think that we had there was some sort of relationship there, as a matter of fact. I think at first it was parasocial because I was admiring her and she didn't know who I was.
Oh, because you like wrote music and shit for her. So like y'all like knew each other.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like
right,
I don't think if two celebrities
well, I guess
are
I was parasocial.
I don't think
I was
if two celebrities are beefing, that's parasocial relationship. I think that's just a relationship. That's an actual relationship where the two are.
Is it?
Yeah,
I mean by the 79 definitions we have, who fucking knows?
No, I mean, but that doesn't fall into any of our definitions. I think that would be like just like a fan admiring. I think if two celebrities are beefing, it's just that's just an actual relationship.
Unclear. Maybe. I mean, maybe. I guess yeah, because they're both aware of each other.
But I think a toxic idea of a parasocial relationship would be something along the lines of like you releasing a song. And then one of your fans, well, actually, here's a perfect example of a very upsetting parasocial relationship. You know Bjork?
Of course.
Bjork had a stalker, a very intense stalker. And I'm trying to find out his name.
Stalker?
His
name, I don't even know her.
His name was Ricardo Lopez. She had a very intense stalker named Ricardo Lopez. And in the 90s, Bjork dated a rapper. And Ricardo Lopez was very, very upset about it. And like... did not like that she was dating this black guy, and he was sending her all these like letters. He was just obsessed with Bjork, loved everything she did, and he was working as an exterminator. And then he made a bomb. He made a bomb, and sent it to her, but not like the exploding bomb. It was a book. He made a book for her, and then when you open the book, acid shoots out of the book and will maul your face, will disfigure you. I mean, will disfigure your face. And he even did like a test run of it. He also documented all of this. And by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, I do not recommend you look this up. I do not recommend you look this up. This is a trigger warning. This is just, I'm going to give you all a trigger warning right now. There is gun violence, unaliving in this story. So trigger warning.
Okay, wait. So he did the test on himself?
But he filled it with ink. In this video, he opened this book and then it shot black ink out at him. And then he made the book and he sent it to Bjork. And then as he mailed it off, he shot himself and filmed all of it. And he documented the making of the thing, him listening to Bjork, him going wild, like screaming at the camera at Bjork. It was all very, very unsettling.
And so that's how they knew for her not to get the package because
he recorded himself shooting himself. Then there was obviously a gunshot, and then the cop showed up. There was a camera set up, and they watched it, and then they intercepted the package.
Girl, yeah, that's wild.
So that's a truly toxic parasocial relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. But Bjork was aware of him, right? So by your
definition. No, she was not aware of him.
Oh, she didn't aware of him.
Because this was 1996. There was no Twitter. There was very few ways to get in contact with your favorite celebrity back then. So I don't think Bjork even knew this guy.
Only fan mail. People have like fan mail and P.O. Box where you can send shit.
So I don't think Bjork even knew this guy existed. You know?
Got it. Damn. Yeah, that's wild. I mean, I've never had any crazy fan. I've never had a stalker fan or anything like that. I've never experienced anything like that. But there was one time, there was a gig in, it was right when season 11 was announced. And it was a gig in Boston, a Legacy in Boston. It was myself. It was a big cast of girls. Jujubee was hosting it. This is, I mean, back in, 2018. And it was Jujubee hosting it. Naomi was there. I was there. Monique Hart. This is when Plastique had just come out. So we were just getting familiar with Plastique. And she was there. It was Plastique's first gig since her cast was announced. So, it was like her first, like, interaction to, like, the meet and greets and everything like that. So we all doing a thing. We go to this meet and greet, and then we're sitting down, and all the fans are lining up, long line. And then this guy, like, comes, breaks the line, and he's, like, by the little gate. They had us gated off. He's like, Plastique, my daughter wants a picture with you. And then, so Plastique, not only had to handle it, she's like, just like, huh. And then the promoter is supposed to bring the guy to the line, and he's like, Plastique, my daughter wants a picture with you. Plastique is like, yeah, baby, we're in the meet and greet. She's like, make sure you get online. And he's like, no, my daughter wants a picture with Plastique. And he starts pushing the gate and trying to get to Plastique. And then all of like this, and then me and Naomi get up. We're like, sir, sit, like, you cannot do this. We don't have the promoters like watching us. And then Plastique looks so freaked out because I guess she's never had this kind of interaction. He started, all of you, you guys hate my daughter. My daughter wants a picture with Plastique. And he's like pushing the gate. It was wild.
Is he with his daughter?
The daughter wasn't there. That was the weird part. Like, there was no daughter in sight.
He was like, now come back to my house and get a picture with my daughter. I need you to come with me, get in my car.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I was very terrified, especially, you know, in 2016, which is the year that I won Drag Race. Christina Grimmie
in Florida,
which is in a venue that I performed at, actually. She was
same. I performed there too.
She was shot in a venue that Work the World used to go to, and and I just remember being like terrified, like just like someone just came up to her and just, I think it was at a meet and greet, just came up and just,
yeah. So Christina Grimmie, she was on American Idol, and she was doing a live performance down at this really nice venue in Orlando. And one of this guy, he was like a big fan of hers. He came and he had a gun and he shot her
in the chest and in the head.
It was wild. And you know, so yeah, honestly, artists are pretty exposed. Like, you just never know. Like, you just never know what. Like, even Dave Chappelle at Netflix is a joke. Did you see that?
Yeah, I just did. I was just a part of Netflix's joke. I was not at that. Yeah, I was not at that event.
He was on stage. He was. You were there?
No, I was at a different event. I was at the gay stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dave Chappelle was doing his set, and this guy rushed the stage with like a new age bayonet. It was like a handgun with like a knife taped onto the end of it like a bayonet, but it was fake. It wasn't a real gun, but it was, I don't know if it was a real knife, but it was a knife taped on it. And he like rushed the stage and like, you know, Dave's crew got the guy together. And bitch, they twisted him up.
He got
a pretzel, bitch.
He got beat up pretty badly. And he was,
his arms were like this.
Everyone thought that it was a video of like, it was like him advocating for trans rights. But I think it was just a person struggling with mental illness. He was unhoused. He was struggling with mental illness. And he also, I think he also had a slight Dave Chappelle obsession. They went back to his SoundCloud and he had a song called Dave Chappelle.
Work.
So I think he had like a slight obsession with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, but you know, as parasocial relationships will always be a thing. Not only, you know, it'll exist until the end of time. I think, you know, it's just trying your best to, in case they do turn toxic like this. I don't know. It's like really surrounding yourself with people who can help protect you and monitor that for you. But you don't know when you're making a stalker. You don't know what amazing thing you're gonna do. You know, the people are going to be like, oh my God, I love you so much. And someone may develop this like stalker-esque relationship with you. And it's like, how do you, you know, there's nothing you can do to stop that. You can just only do your shit, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it does concern me and it is very scary. Anyway, I love you very much.
Are we at time?
We are at time, Mary.
Okay. Well, you don't get to stop this podcast, bitch. You can go about your business.
You don't talk to everyone by yourself?
I'm going to talk to, I just opened my Instagram real quick and this very beautiful man just popped up on my screen. Look how beautiful this man is. I want to get,
I think I just started like obsessing over him. I don't want to sound like
Rain of Steven.
Talk about parasocial. Rain of Steven. There was this guy that I just saw and I was like, this person, I have a folder on my phone called Pretty Boys. And who did I just add to this? Is it the same guy? Yes, it's literally the exact same guy. For me, it was this picture.
Oh, bitch, love. Also, bitch, Megan Thee Stallion's hair guy, Kellan, he is, oh yeah, yeah. Kellan, Derek, he does all, he is Megan Thee Stallion's hair, man. He is so fucking hot, Bob.
What, can you send me his
Oh,
now we're exploring me and Monet's parasocial issues where they don't know.
Kellan Derrick is I'll show it to you right now. Where's your little name? Where your little name at?
I'm Bob the Drag Queen. The, honey. The.
On Instagram?
The Bob the Drag Queen. Yes, honey.
You're not the Bob the Drag Queen. Bitch, you don't know your own fucking handle. No,
I'm saying I'm Bob the Drag Queen. And I'm telling you I am the Bob the Drag Queen, honey.
Anyway, Kellan, he is beautiful. That is a beautiful, sexy man.
Very, very, very beautiful. What are you?
Right? And for the fact knowing that he does hair to me, that adds another layer of fucking hotness. I'm like,
This is like Jada is calling her husband. You trying to steal Jada's husband?
Bitch, okay. Jada's husband is turning he is the hottest one in town, bitch. He is getting wild.
And we're saying husband, we don't know if they're actually married, but they're
not married, but they have a very long term relationship. Okay, also one more. Tell me, Bob, I'm gonna show you someone. Tell me who this person reminds you of. If you saw this person, like obviously a thicker, like a, you know, I'm not gonna give you too much lead. And tell me who this person reminds you of.
Okay. Let me find a picture. Ooh, I am hungry.
Who does this look like?
Well, you didn't send. You gotta send it to me, Mary.
Oh,
bitch! I am not looking. I'm trying to wince my eyes.
I don't know. Your eyes gonna start matching your knees. Disintegrated.
Shut the fuck up. You're ridiculous. You're absolutely ridiculous.
Who does this person look like?
Okay, let's see.
When I saw him, I was like, bitch, is this your twin brother from the multiverse?
No, I don't see anyone in this person.
But like, more in shape, taller, built.
No one. This is not anyone.
Bob.
This is not a person I know.
Jay DeFeo. Does he not look like, a really muscular Jay?
Maybe if he said he was Jay DeFeo's cousin, I'd be like, yeah, sure, you could be cousins, but I don't think he looks like Jay DeFeo. If Jada Pinkett said this is my cousin, I wouldn't be like, this doesn't even seem like you're from the same gene pool.
He looks like a muscular Jay. I was like, Jay, this is like. Also, I'm all up in the multiverse. I saw Wanda Vision, not Wanda Vision. Multiverse of Madness.
And plus you're still high from that edible, so you don't even know if you exist at this point.
Yeah, it was the Lost Farms Kiva edibles, girl. That shit got me wild.
So I have a sneaking suspicion Jay won't do this, but Jay, I need you to put a picture of yourself side by side with this guy so the audience can tell us if you look alike or not.
I think they definitely look alike. But Jay, yes, please. Thank you so much. Put your pictures, bitch.
All right. Anyway. Bye, Bob, bitch. What, bitch? I'm
You've been avoiding me. You've been avoiding me. You know you have.
Y'all, what Monday's not telling you is that I have just been working on We're Here. So I've been gone for a lot of time. Then I came back and I went straight into rehearsals for the Netflix is a joke festival. But I've not been avoiding you. I spoke to you on the phone for like 40 minutes yesterday.
So that's it. Just 40 minutes. Work. You know what? That's fine. I don't want more than that. So that's fine.
Oh, then I'm glad you're happy. As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Bitch, goodbye, Monet.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.